Hello. Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 29?
Oh, honey, I'm way before that, sweetheart.
It's okay. It's between 50 and 64 or 65
yeah, but,
and older.
Over that, 65 over, honey.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself Hispanic or white, black, Asian, or other?
Well, sweetheart, I was born here. I was born in Ohio. So, yeah, my mom, she was born in Texas. She was from Texas.
Okay, so do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of this year. Did you vote in that election, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. It is still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election in November 2024.
Oh, yes.
How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely?
Oh, sure. I am going to vote. So is my husband.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Would you say job in the economy, healthcare, inflation, gun control, immigration, education, crime, or any other?
Oh, sweetheart, I just don't like any. The first thing I don't like, no lies from the government. That's what I, you know, that's what I believe in they're doing, you know. So, I'm going to vote the way, you know, I am a Republican, so I'm going to be voting for Republican. I'm not a Democrat. So, that's all I can say to you, you know.
Thank you so much. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote this year's election? You do it on the election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks, or
in months? No, I vote the same day as we're supposed to go. And I've been voting for decades, honey. Like I said, I was born here.
Okay, well,
so I've been voting now.
Okay, and if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
This coming election? Or the one that was...
The previous one, yes.
Previous one, because I believe what President Trump was doing, he did help so many people, he really did. Biden, I'm sorry, sweetheart. He sucks. Everybody says that. I know. I mean,
I understand.
I heard he was sick, you know, he's not able to really take care of this country. He never was. And he never really did any going out and talking to people or anything. All that time that he was doing, he was in the basement. That's where he was talking to the news and the reporters and all that. But, I don't know if you believe it or not, honey. The election was stolen from the Democrats.
I understand, ma'am. Well, here is a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. It's the issue one, and it says, provided a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Would you say, based on this summary, how did you vote on this issue? One, you vote no or you vote yes?
I voted no.
No, okay. And no. Why did you vote no on the issue one in your opinion?
Because, honey, you want to know the truth. It is murder, okay? It's murder. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, a lot of women there, you know, that some have decided not to do it because it's what it is. It is murder. You're killing your own kid, your own baby. And you know, honey, if you read the word way back where God destroyed the Moabites because they were murdering their children, you know, putting them in the fire, you know, and they would put the drums so hard so you can't hear it. But if you would read the word, sweetie, if you read the word from the beginning to the end, you see that God did punish them. And God is going to do the same thing here. That's why I just pray. I come against it.
Okay.
That's why I can say, you know, I don't want to burn you out.
It's okay. Don't worry. But thank you so much for your answers. You say you voted no on the issue one in the November 7 election. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote in on that issue? You decided on the election day, a few days before, weeks before, a month before.
It's from the beginning, sweetheart. From the beginning.
Okay.
Thank
you. I am going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle, in English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads on videos, Spanish language online digital ads, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups. If you want to choose, or if you can choose one of this, what would be, or the one that applies?
You know, no, sweetheart, I used to get a lot of it through the mail. I get a lot of information through the mail. And of course, my daughter usually tells me too, you know, because she's a teacher, so is my son-in-law.
Oh, I understand.
So they get a lot of information and they just let me and my husband know, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. But it's only through the mail. I don't even listen to the news because they're nothing but lies.
It's okay.
So I don't care for any of those news.
Okay.
CNN, CBS, and NBC.
Understand. And when considering an issue that is specifically focused on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe to be the most credible? Would you say friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith or religious? Women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, any celebrity or social media influencers, or others?
Well, I'm going to vote. See, I don't like none of them, to tell you the truth. No, I just place my, I place my faith in God. And he decides, you know. So
would you say it would be faith or religious leader, would you say?
Religious. I say faith.
Okay. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
No, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about, sweetheart. I just don't know. All I know is abortion is wrong. It's murder. Mm-hmm. And God is going to answer those who have committed it and still keep going. They're going to answer. They're going to answer to God. And if you believe all that, like I say, honey, if you read the Word, the Bible, mm-hmm. from the beginning to the end, sweetheart, you would see a lot of truth. A lot of truth in the Word. And you see a lot of what's happening now that is wrong in this nation. I think in all nations, they have abortion everywhere. But if you will read the Word, sweetie, and you would ask God to help you to understand it and to know it in your heart and receive what the Word is saying, you'd see the truth. You'd see the truth.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I can tell you, sweetie. That's all I can say.
It's okay. We definitely value your opinion. And did you at any point, ma'am, during the campaign, change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
Oh, I won't vote, for abortion.
Okay. And about for whom you vote, did you change your mind at any point during the campaign?
No, I don't change my mind.
Okay.
Because like I say, honey, I'm not a Democrat. And I don't like the ways at all. Cause if you know one thing, honey, they want to make this nation a socialist nation, which is, you know what that is? Communism. You see it in other of these Spanish countries now. You know, Venezuela, they wanted that. They wanted socialism. Mm-hmm. Look what they got. They can't even afford to feed themselves. They're in lines and they don't have no food. That's socialism right there. And, mm-hmm. and if, the United States from the beginning of our forefathers is a Christian nation. This is a Christian nation, no matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter what. And I'm standing with what God's word says, He says, that you cannot kill. Thou shalt not kill. And you can't. And actually, how do you know, hon, half of these women that are doing, having abortion, why do they do it? What they ought to do, quit going on the streets and going to parties and all that, getting yourself into trouble. Take some kind of where you can't get pregnant, But they just don't care. They just run around, do what they want and end up pregnant once they go to abortion clinic, I don't believe that. I never did that. My family has never done that. My mother had 12 kids and mm-hmm. she loved them all. She loved them all. And we never, Hispanos are not that way, I don't know about now. But back in the old days, they were not like that. They would take care of their children. They would take care of their parents, too.
Understand. Okay, well, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you five messages that were used by both sides on the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. So let's start with this. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. For you, this is a convincing or not convincing message.
Well, sweetheart, I hope it does happen. They stop it.
Okay. So for you, it's very convincing, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And the next one says, legal expert says, issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing, ma'am?
Sure, I do. I agree with that.
Thank you. The next one says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on the issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriage, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. This message, do you find it convincing or unconvincing?
I think it's wrong.
Okay, not convincing at all.
But I do.
Okay, and the next one says, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. These messages, do you find it convincing or unconvincing, ma'am?
Sweetheart, I cannot answer that.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people can answer that. A lot of women, you know, can answer that. I don't know.
It's okay. Which body, for you, which body mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Would you say Democrats, I'm sorry, and Republicans?
Now say it again.
Yes. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Would you say Democrat or Republican?
I don't know, sweetheart. There's a lot of Republicans that are messed up going with the Democrats.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, okay? So thank you so much for your patience. And next question. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Would you say jobs and the economy, healthcare, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, immigration, terrorism, gun control, education, crime, Donald Trump, socialism, fascism, election security, disinformation or propaganda, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia, or other? You can choose one if you.
Choose one or what? They're all messed up. They're all messed up.
But what is everything. The most important in your point of view?
Oh, sweet. My point of view is they're all messed up. They're all liars. They're all deceiving, and they don't tell the truth. Democrats are liars. And I know some of the Republicans have gotten into it too. You know why? Because they've been paid off. That's why. By the Democrats.
Okay.
So, you know, but.
So Thank you so much. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Could be the economic issues and inflation, reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States.
Sweetheart, we need freedom. Freedom of speech. It seems like they want to stop it. You know, especially the Christian. I am a born-again Christian, spirit-filled.
That's okay.
I don't agree what they say and they're doing. I hear too much, you know, cause I listen to, you know, I don't know if you would ever listen to John and Josh Rosenstern. I mean, they're both Jewish. And you know, what they want to do is, you know, this whole thing, this whole issue, it's a mess. This whole nation, sweetheart, is a mess, if you want to know. It's a mess, and they just don't, you know, they just don't care no more, you know. And I tell you, this is the worst president we have ever had.
He ain't got no
backbone. He ain't got no backbone at all. And the what you call it, Harris, the vice president. Mm-hmm. You know that she comes from India. She's from India. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't see how they would let anybody that is not from this nation, you know, to run for a president or vice president or all those, you know, the senators, you know, we got one to leave. She's a Muslim. You know, mm-hmm. What she cares is, you know, and she just cares. She don't like, what is she doing in our country? What is she doing as being representing the United States when she stands up with her own flag and she is with Hamas? What kind of person is that? She needs to be taken out. She's not from this country, and she agrees with the Muslims, okay? With Hamas. They are evil. They're so evil and they're so demonic.
Understood.
You know, so, you know, it's bad. It hurts me inside to see what they did, what Hamas did in Israel. It did.
Okay.
Because, you know what, because they're my people.
Understand.
I am Jewish also.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, would you vote for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Sweetheart, I'd have to first see what they believe in, what they accept, you know, for this nation. I really can't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
And regardless,
I need information. Mm-hmm. I need information, you know, more to see. And I need to pray over it. And God will lead me and guide me and to do what's right. So I'm just leaving it up to God. I'm leaving it up to Him. Whatever the Lord wants me to do when I go vote, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But I tell you one thing, it's not going to be Democrats, that's for sure.
I understand. And about the next November 2024 election for president, if the election were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump?
Thank you.
Ain't no way I vote for a man that ain't got backbone. No way. No way. He's not a man of his word. He's not. He lies, he's deceived, and just read, honey, what him and his son did before he was a senator. You know, but I tell you one thing, sweetie. Be careful who you vote for. Because if you vote for the Democrats, they want to destroy this country, the United States.
Okay, and just a couple. Go ahead.
It's going to be like if you vote for Democrat, you know what God says? The blood is going to be on your hands when you come to the judgment throne, because every one of us are going to the judgment throne, and He's going to ask us. Jesus is going to ask us, "What did you do with my word?"
Understand.
With my word.
Okay. And the next question is just a few questions, just for demographical purposes only. We almost complete the survey, man. You mentioned that you were born in the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay. In which country were your parents or grandparents born?
Oh, well, Mama was born in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was born in New Mexico. My mom she was born in Texas, but her family came from, I forgot the name of that country. And Dad his family came from New Mexico.
Okay.
You know, but they kind of settled in Mexico, because my grandfather went over there to Mexico, and there's where my daddy was born. And he crossed the border when he was only 2 months.
Understand.
You know, but Mama was from here.
Oh, I understand.
From the United States.
Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most? You mentioned before the Republican, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Sweetheart, I am conservative. I believe what is right and what God wants us to do.
And just a last question. What is the annual household income before taxes? Just an estimated.
Lee, sweetheart, that I can't answer.
It's okay.
I don't think my husband wants me to answer that.
It's okay. Don't worry. With this, we already complete the survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Oh, I do. I will, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be...